Do you want to be blessed? Do you want to be blessed? Answer is what? Yes, I would say. I would think you would say yes. I don't think anybody would say no. They might think, I don't deserve to be blessed. Do you want to be blessed? Or they might think, I can't be blessed. Do you want to be blessed? Yes. Start reading Revelation. Start reading the book of Revelation. I went through it 8 times, verse by verse. And because of the book of Revelation, I was able to decode the 666 cube hive mind. Because it talked about count up the number of the beast. So I started counting up the number of the beast. And for 5 years, I counted up the number of the beast. And I could see, like, the Coca-Cola truck that just went by. CC is 33, but the letters, I mean, the way the shape is, looks like a snake, right? I could see 666 and everything. And after 5 years, I couldn't take it more. I couldn't take it no more. And I said, Lord, I know the devil's not winning, but it looks like the mark of the devil is everywhere. What is going on? You can see it on everything. The snake, the QR codes, if that's what they're called, where you scan your product, because the outside and the middle is 666. The middle one is 6 and the outside is 6. So it's the number of man. So I prayed, God showed me. He spoke to me first. He said, it's right in front of you. And I went 6 more months. I couldn't figure it out. So I would go to work. I'd go home. I just, for 6 months, not even joking. I'm not even lying. For 6 months, I'd go home, sit in my chair, and just sit there and look. It's right in front of me. I couldn't figure it out. I prayed again. Lord, I don't see it. He said, as soon as I said that, I'm talking about audible voice. He said, it's right in front of you. In other words, he didn't change. The first time he said, in a kind way, he's always kind, don't get me wrong, but he said, it's right in front of you. And 6 months later, I said, Lord, I still can't see it. And then he was still kind, but he was very adamant. It is right in front of you. He didn't say it like that, but it's kind of like that. The intention was like that. It's right in front of you. I'm not going to tell you again, boy. And I still couldn't see it. And I tried for 2 months. That was like November. And that was like December. I still couldn't see it. And so February 12th, 2012, I saw this. I was just working, and it's like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I had boxed up all my books to ship out the next day. So I jumped into bed and I looked back, and there was a Shekinah glory. And the next day, everything changed. I couldn't work, I couldn't walk, I couldn't function, I couldn't do anything but start getting the downloads of the decode. And so, what is the 666? The book of Revelation is telling you the mark of the beast is the number of man. And so, from your fingernail, the fingertip to your elbow is 18 inches, the cubit. It's called a cubit, 6 plus 6 plus 6, C-U-B-I-T. So the cube is the measure of man. Man is trying to be his own God without God. And because he's made in God's image, he tends to worship himself, you know, mankind. You can understand where it's not right, but you can understand where Jezebel, especially when she's young, she looks good, her body's perfect, she's got it going on, so she tends to worship herself, because without the Holy Spirit, what are you going to do? You're going to be in self-worship, like the atheist. What if they're not saved? What are the atheists going to do? Look how smart I am. If you try to witness to an atheist, they go into a logical warfare. I did it back on Yahoo chat. The atheists try to do logic. They're proud of the fact that they're smart. Like somebody who's a programmer, a computer programmer. If you try to get them saved, they say they think they're so smart that you don't have anything to tell them. You know. The wisdom of this world is foolishness to God, right? And so these people who are not saved, what are they going to worship? creation, they're not going to worship God. They're going to worship something in the creation. The stars, the moons, the horoscope, the animals, the frogs, the cats, the dogs, the trees, hug a tree. They're going to worship something in the creation instead of the creator, themselves. They actually worship themselves. And so you can't blame them, because that's, you can't blame a narcissist for becoming more narcissistic, because the more they reject God, what are they going to do? They're going to try to be controlling, like the Pharaoh. They want to control you and manipulate you and try to bring you under their subjection, because they think they're gods or goddesses, right? The queen bee. You can't blame them. You actually need to feel sorry for them, because you know they're lost and they're hell-bound. You got to feel sorry for them and just play, you know the game that they're going to play. The Jezebel, she's going to try to control you and manipulate you and hogtie you and make you a slave to her will and what she wants. And you better buy me a rose on Valentine's Day. You better buy me a rose and spend money on me. Well, I don't celebrate Gentile holidays. What are you talking about? Well, then you're going to be in the doghouse. All right. I don't celebrate holidays. Well, you're going to be in the doghouse. Bye. I don't play that game. And so, you know, if you're going to give somebody a flower or a rose, just do it sporadically, you know. Do it whenever, you know. Why do you have to do it on the holidays when there's February 14th or whatever day it is? And so, why you have to follow the system? Are you a slave to the system? Are you a slave to the cycles? Are you a slave to Christmas and Thanksgiving and holidays and July 4th? Are you a slave to that? Are you independent of that? Are you outside it? Are you above that? Are you seated in the heavenlies? Or are you down here in the earth plane? So the people who are so caught up in holidays and get all emotional, I remember growing up watching this, and I would just watch the family and the women in the family, if the food wasn't right, if the table wasn't right, and somebody didn't cook their food right, and somebody said, well, if somebody got their feelings hurt, and I used to watch them, even as a kid, I wasn't even saved. I thought, why every holiday do these people go insane? Birthdays and holidays, and why do these people go so crazy on holidays? And I didn't know at the time, but I know now, because that's all they got. They don't have anything above. It's all from the natural plane. They're not spiritual creatures. They're hell-bound, lost sinners going to hell. And the only thing that they have is the 3D. And that's what they get their happiness in, the 3D. And everything has to be perfect in the 3D. And when it's not, the whole world is destroyed, instead of running to Jesus. And then they don't care about the 3D.